That's all right.
Yesterday I mentioned that one verse that Prabhupada used to say. I think it was more like a saying, that Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke. It means that whoever Krishna wants to protect, no one can hurt him. And whoever Krishna wants to hurt, no one can protect him. I didn't get it right yesterday. I lost it. That's the actual meaning of it. Rakhe Krishna. Rakhe means protect. Rakhe Krishna. Krishna is protecting. Marike. No one can give any trouble to. And if Krishna is hurt, wants to hurt someone, who can protect him? And Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Ye vajanti tu mam bhaktya mai tateshya chapyaham, that whoever renders service to me in devotion, I deal with him very specially. I am in him specially because Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddhishaya Arjunatishtati. Krishna is in everyone's heart, but Krishna is especially in the heart of one who worships him with devotion. He takes special care of him. He's in everyone's heart as Samoham Sarvabhuteshu. I am equal to everyone. Name Dresho. I'm not angry at anyone. When someone gets into difficulty, it's not me who's giving them difficulty. Name Priya. Nor is it me who is giving someone a materially opulent situation or something. No, this is just my sanction on the modes of material nature. Ye bhajanti, two means but. But a different kind of situation is ye bhajanti, one who worships me with devotion. Maya chateshu chapyaham, I am especially in him, and he is in me. He's living in Krishna. So this is the perfect situation, to be living always in Krishna consciousness. Somewhere in the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says implies that there is an active, intimate, loving relationship between Krishna and his devotee, where the devotee is living in Krishna and Krishna is living in the devotee. How wonderful. So Indra is a great devotee, but he can be described as a sakam bhakti, or a devotee that still has desires. some of this Narayan Kavacha prayers are so amazing when we compare them to the mood of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that he expresses in his different songs, where he says, if you want to, whatever you want is okay with me. Whatever situation you wish to put me in, I will accept very happily. Even the miseries that I encounter in my devotional service, I accept them as the greatest happiness. And Indra, on the other hand, some of them are quite amazing. Well, I guess we get to them, but he says things to the Narayan Kavacha prayer says, pluck out the eyes of my enemies and things like that. So he's a sakam devotee. And that means, sakam means with desires. But when one has any desires other than to please Krishna, to place himself in Krishna's care, immediately there is anxiety. Bhayam dvitiya vinavesya tasya. What happens is fear immediately comes when we see duality between good and bad in the material world. And then we immediately want to protect the good and we feel anxiety about keeping away the bad. So Indra is in that situation. And therefore Krishna, very kindly, always shows him difficulty, to push him towards taking shelter of Krishna. Because so sincere and such powerful, exalted devotee, but still some tinge of material desires. And therefore, that comes up in so many places, and even in this pastime later on it will come up, where he always has to protect himself and someone can offend him. And even Krishna, when Krishna stops the Govardhan Puja, the Indra Jagya for the Govardhan Puja, Indra becomes furious and tries to completely destroy Vrindavan. And when Prithumraj was performing the 100th horse sacrifice, Indra didn't want that to occur, so he disguised himself in religious dresses and tried to stop the sacrifice in every way. Because this is the nature of someone who has material desires. There's always fear of something. And on the other hand, Krishna Bhakti Niskam Ata Eva Shanta. A devotee has no desires. Nishkam as opposed to Sakam. No desires as opposed to with desires. And Krishna Bhakti Nishkama Sakali or Sakal Ata Eva Shanta. Ata Eva means therefore Shanta. Therefore he's peaceful. Because whatever happens, this is Krishna. Krishna is appearing to me in this form. And then Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami. If someone has desires for enjoyment or liberation or mystic perfections in any way, Sakali, they are all Ashanta. Can't be peace. So therefore the solution, and when we find ourselves in all our different anxieties, we can trace it back to selfish desires always. And then the solution is, okay Krishna, I place myself in your hands, I surrender unto you. And then if we could take shelter of that consciousness, even though so many other parts of our consciousness may be screaming out so many other things and demanding attention, if we can take shelter of whatever Krishna consciousness we do have, and then that will grow and that will give us full protection. So Indra, on Lord Brahma's order, is reciting, he's decorated, or Vishwarupa has explained to him how to decorate himself with this Narayan Kavacha, the protective shield of Lord Narayan, which is taking shelter of Lord Narayan. And now we're continuing with that. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this is text 22, who bears the Srivats on his chest, protect me after midnight until the sky becomes pinkish. So all the different times of the day, he's previously asked about protection in the first part of the day, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the dead of night, etc. All the different parts of the day, the different ways to divide the day, asking protection of the Lord. So this is actually wonderful consciousness. Even though on one level we can say it is only sakam bhakti because it's desiring things for oneself. But on the other hand, anyone who is taking shelter of Krishna in this way, of Lord Narayana in this way, this consciousness is glorious. So in the second canto of the Bhagavatam, it describes akama savakama vamoksha kama udaradita vrena bhakti yogena yajita purushapara. The recommendation is, regardless of what one's situation is, if one has no desires, akama or savakama, or full of desires, or desiring liberation, then still yajita, one should worship purushapara, the Supreme Lord, tivrena bhakti yogena, with great devotion, with powerful devotion, fixed devotion, one should worship the Lord. And that word tivrena is compared, is described, which means powerful, with great focus and power. It's compared to the flowing of the Ganges, especially in the higher regions It's so powerful. Gomukh Gangotri. It rushes down that if there are rocks and boulders in the way, it just pushes them aside. It's so powerful, its rush. So if one performs devotional service, tivra, with focus in that way, like the waters of the Ganges, that whatever obstacles are in the way of our devotional service, whatever desires we may have, they'll become washed away. Like the Ganges washes away even huge boulders. So regardless of what one's situation is, one should take shelter of Krishna. So Indradev is doing this. So he's such a glorious devotee. So at each part of the day, may the Lord who has Srivats on his chest protect me after midnight until the sky becomes pinkish. May Lord Janardhan, who carries a sword in his hand, protect me at the end of night during the last four gatikas of night. I don't know how long a gatika is. I don't think it says so. Anyway, the early part of the morning, just before the dawn. May Lord Damodar protect me in the early morning, and may Lord Vishveshvar protect me during the junctions of day and night. So day and night, that's neither day nor night, the twilight and dusk. So may the Lord also protect me then. 23. Set into motion by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and wandering in all the four directions, the disc of the Supreme Lord has sharp edges, as destructive as the fire of devastation at the end of the millennium. As a blazing fire burns dry grass to ashes with the assistance of the breeze, may that Sudarshan Chakra burn our enemies to ashes. O club in the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you produce sparks of fire as powerful as thunderbolts. And you are extremely dear to the Lord. I am also his servant. Therefore, kindly help me pound to pieces the evil living beings known as Kusmandas, Vainayakas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Bhutas, and Grahas. Please pulverize them. O best of Kanshals, because the Lord has in his different hands, he has different implements, he has a club, a disc. So after praying to the times of the day, he's praying to all the things in the Lord's hand, now the kanshal. O Panchajanya, in the hands of the Lord, you are always filled with the breath of Lord Krishna. Therefore, you create a fearful sound vibration that causes trembling in the hearts of enemies like the Rakshasas, Pramata ghosts, pretas, matas, pisachas, and Brahmana ghosts with fearful eyes. O king of sharp-edged swords, you are engaged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please cut the soldiers of my enemies to pieces. Please cut them to pieces. O shield marked with 100 brilliant moon-like circles, please cover the eyes of the sinful enemies. Pluck out their sinful eyes. May the glorification of the transcendental name, form, qualities, and paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead protect us from the influence of bad planets, meteors, envious human beings, serpents, scorpions, and animals like tigers and wolves. May it protect us from ghosts and the material elements like earth, water, fire, and air. May it also protect us from lightning and our past sins. We are always afraid of these hindrances to our auspicious life. Therefore, may they all be completely destroyed by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because the idea is that the paraphernalia of the Lord is not different from the Lord. Jiva Goswami describes this, and Prabhupada's also going to talk about this point a little later. But the paraphernalia and the Lord are non-different. They are all composed of the spiritual energy. They're actually all Lord Baladev. This is one of the services of Lord Baladev, that he provides the Lord with everything that he needs. This is the Lord's Sandini Shakti, his internal energy. Even the Dham, the holy Dham, is actually a manifestation of Lord Baladev. So, as non-different from Krishna, one can take shelter of these things. The sword, the shield, the chakra, the gada, the club, they're all Krishna's energy, and they're none different from him. So they're all worshipable. How wonderful. The shoes of the Lord are worshipable. The flute of the Lord, kansha, everything connected with him is worshipable. So, as Prabhupada's going to explain later, that means, especially for us, that the name of the Lord is also none different from him. Abhinatvam, nama namano, the name and the owner of the name are none different. So therefore, chanting the Lord's holy name is the most convenient way to care, to take shelter of him. To always be chanting Krishna's name. This is the most complete protection that one can have. To never forget Krishna and to always remember him. And all the rules and regulations in Krishna consciousness, sarva vidhi nishedasha itaya eva kinkara, they all serve that one rule and that regulation, to always remember Krishna and never forget him. Always remember Krishna and never forget him. To always chant Krishna's names. It is the greatest of all habits. So therefore, although Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is not specifically mentioned, but what's mentioned is Bhagavat Nama Rupa Anukirtanat. By glorifying the transcendental form, names, and attributes and paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there'll be all protection, all hindrances will go away. How wonderful. And listen to those hindrances. Even the reactions to our previous sinful deeds. Who wouldn't like protection from that? We might not fear and think we require protection from tigers and wolves. But he's praying for the protection from past sins, which are all these things are hindrances, he says, from our auspicious life, but they're all completely destroyed by Bhagavat Nama Rupa Anukirtana, by glorifying Bhagavat of the Lord. What of the Lord? His Nama, his name, his Rupa, his form, etc. All these, Sarvani Etani, complete destruction. Immediately, all these Shreya Pratipaka, all hindrances to well-being become removed by this Bhagavat Nama Rupa Anukirtanat. How wonderful this is. So therefore, the preaching, Prabhupada was so intent on preaching because he wanted to spread this auspiciousness to everyone out of great compassion. Yeah. This is one of the qualities of devotional service. It is subha. One of the first qualities is auspiciousness comes. This is described in the Nectar Devotion, Bhaktivinoda Sindhu. So the Narayan Kavacha continues. Lord Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, is the most worshipable Lord, for he is as powerful as the Supreme Lord himself. He is the personified Vedas, and is worshipped by selected verses. May He protect us from all dangerous conditions. And may Lord Vishvakshena, the Personality of Godhead, also protect us from all dangers by His holy names. Swanamabhi, by His holy names. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead's holy names, Sarvupabhyo Harir Nama. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead's holy names, His transcendental forms, His carriers, and all the weapons decorating Him as personal associates protect our intelligence, senses, mind, and life air from all dangers. I'll read Prabhupada's short purport to this verse. There are various associates of the Transcendental Personality of Godhead, and His weapons and carriers are among them. So everything is personified. In the spiritual world, nothing is material. The sword, the bow, club, disc, and everything decorating the personal body of the Lord, a spiritual living force. Therefore, the Lord is called Adhaya Gyan, indicating there is no difference between Him and His names, forms, qualities, weapons, and so on. Anything pertaining to Him is in the same category of spiritual existence. They are all engaged in the service of the Lord in varieties of spiritual forms. Therefore, also the temple is called Sri Mandir. Not just Mandir, but Sri Mandir, because it is so full of auspiciousness and none different from the Lord. Continuing, the subtle and gross cosmic manifestation is material. But nevertheless, it is none different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because He is ultimately the cause of all causes. So even the material world, which is the material world, is none different from Him, because it comes from Him. So how could it be separate from Him? It can either be illusion, or in the sense of mitya, or non-existing, because how could something that's non-existing come from something existing? So it is real, but temporary. So it's that energy of the Lord. But this is how actually to see the material world, to see that it comes from Krishna, that it's Krishna's, because He is the cause of all causes, and therefore it is ultimately none different from Him. An ultimate sense, there is no material world. What makes the material world is Maya. The illusory energy which makes us see the material world as separate from Him. That is Maya's job. It creates an illusion that matter is this material world is separate and we are separate from Him. That's the job of Maya. But otherwise, when the curtain of Maya is lifted, then there is no material world. Vishra Sukha, Vishrampona Sukhayate. The whole so-called material world, the universe, becomes full of great happiness completely. Cause and effect are factually one because the cause is present in the effect. Therefore, the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can destroy all our dangers by any of His potent parts. And the final... No, it's not the final one. Texts 32 and 33. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the living entities, the material energy, the spiritual energy, and the entire creation are all individual substances. In the ultimate analysis, however, together they constitute the Supreme One, the Personality of Godhead. Therefore, those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge see unity in diversity. For such advanced persons, the Lord's bodily decorations, His name, His fame, His attributes and forms, and the weapons in His hand are manifestations of the strength of His potency. According to their elevated spiritual understanding, the omniscient Lord who manifests various forms is present everywhere. May He always protect us everywhere from all calamities. So He's mentioned so many individual specific circumstances where He's requesting protection in. But now here's the ultimate request, because the Lord is everything and everywhere. So therefore, everywhere, may He protect us from all calamities. So that's leaving no space for any chance that he forgot some situation where he wanted the Lord to protect him. Here's Prabhupada's purport. A person highly elevated in spiritual knowledge knows that nothing exists but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.4, where the Lord says, Mayi tatamidam sarvam, indicating that everything we see is an expansion of His energy. This is confirmed in the Vishnu Purana, Eka desha stitasya gner jyotsna vishtarini yata parasya brahmana shaktis tatedam akilam jagat. As a fire, although existing in one place, can expand its light and heat everywhere, so the omnipotent Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although situated in His spiritual abode, expands Himself everywhere in both the material and spiritual worlds by His various energies. Since both cause and effect are the Supreme Lord, there is no difference between cause and effect. That means the Lord being the cause and the material world being the effect. There's no ultimate difference between them. Consequently, the ornaments and weapons of the Lord, or the spiritual energy in the Lord as well, being expansions of His spiritual energy, are not different from Him. There's no difference between the Lord and His various presented energies. This is also confirmed in the Padma Purana, Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nityamukto Abhinatvam Nama Namano. The holy name of the Lord is fully identical with the Lord, not partially. What does that mean? Not partially identical with the Lord, but fully identical. Nothing. Yeah, the Lord's name is exactly the same as the Lord. That means that everything that Krishna is and Krishna has and is associated with Krishna is present in His holy name. Purna Shuddho Nityamukta. That's the word Purna is in the verse from the Padma Purana. Abhinatam Namanam. Purna means complete. It's complete. The holy name is complete. Shuddho, completely pure. Nitya Mukta, it's eternally liberated. It has nothing to do with the material world. Abhinatam Namanamano, it is none different from Krishna. The Lord is omnipotent and omniscient. And similarly, His name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and everything pertaining to Him are completely pure, eternal, and free from material contamination. The prayer to the ornaments and carriers of the Lord is not false, for they are as good as the Lord. Since the Lord is all-pervasive, He exists in everything, and everything exists in Him. Therefore, even worship of the Lord's weapons or ornaments has the same potency as worship of the Lord. Mayavadis refuse to accept the form of the Lord, or they say that the form of the Lord is Maya, or false. But one should note carefully that this is not acceptable. The Mayavadi philosophy is that the Lord is impersonal, and when He wishes to descend as an avatar to this world, He takes on a form composed of the mode of goodness. And then He is known as Ishwara. This is Mayavadi philosophy. And when the Lord in the form of the tiny living entities come to the material world, they take on material forms of Maya. The mode of goodness is also in Maya. but not just goodness. And then the Lord is known as Jiva. That's Mayavada philosophy, part of Mayavada philosophy. So that's, therefore Prabhupada, when he talks about the living entity, he always says, he would say parts and parcels of the Lord. Not only are we part of the Lord, we're parcels. We're individual units, eternally. We're not only part of the Lord, but we're parcels, we're individuals. So it is true that we're not different from Him. But yet we are parcels and we have individuality. We're individuals and we have individuality. And freedom. But we can never become fully the same as Him, be all cognizant and omniscient as He is. Otherwise, how would we have gotten covered by the illusory energy? That would mean the Maya or the illusory energy is stronger than God to cover Him. So the Mayavadis will say that the Lord, self, He has His potency, He deludes Himself. And then He'll say that this is also, they'll say it's also Leela. This is the Lord's Leela. But obviously it's not Leela, as if He's some type of a pervert and has to enjoy in these weird ways as Leela, the kind of suffering that goes on in this world. It's not self-inflicted suffering for Leela or some perverse pleasure. No, this is straight Maya, the living entity in Maya, in the full throng of the illusory energy. So Mayavadis refuse to accept the form of the Lord, or they say that the form of the Lord is Maya, or false. In other words, in the mode of goodness, the Lord's form is in the mode of goodness. It's a covering over the Lord. But we know from Brahma Samhita that there is, and from Bhagavad Gita also, the Lord is no different inside and outside. Each of His limbs, angani yasya sakala liyavritti manti, each of His limbs perform the function of the other limbs. Completely spiritual. So, but one should note very carefully this, that people thinking that the Lord's form is Maya, that this is not acceptable, Prabhupada says. So we should all carefully note this. We don't agree. We do not accept this. Although the Lord's original form and His impersonal expansion are one, in the sense of not different, the Lord maintains His form qualities and abode eternally. So what's the example given? The sun and the sunlight. Typical example. How the sunlight is not different from the sun, but it's still not the same. The sun, if the sunlight's in the room, we're warm. If the sun is in the room, something different. Therefore, this prayer says, Patu Saver Srupar Nasada Savatra Savaga. May the Lord, who is all pervasive in His various forms, protect us everywhere. The Lord is always present everywhere by His name, form, qualities, attributes, and paraphernalia, and they all have equal power to protect the devotees. And then there's a verse Prabhupada quotes by Madhvacharya, but doesn't translate it. We won't read that now. Text 34. Prahlad Maharaj loudly chanted the holy name of Lord Nrisingadev. So now he's moving to ask protection from the different incarnations, the different times, the carriers, none different from the Lord, the Lord's different weapons, none different from the Lord, all fully worshipable as the Lord's incarnations are. May Lord Nrisingadev, roaring for His devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, protect us from all fears of dangers created by stalwart leaders in all directions through poison weapons, water, fire, air, and so on. May the Lord cover their influence by His own transcendental influence. May Nisringadeva protect us in all directions and in all corners, above, below, within and without. Vishwarupa continued, because Vishwarupa is explaining this Narayan Kavacha to Indra. Oh, Indra. So that's the last prayer. Oh, Indra. This mystic armor related to Lord Narayan has been described by me to you. By putting on this protective covering, you will certainly be able to conquer the leaders of the demons. If one employs this armor, whomever he sees with his eyes or touches with his feet is immediately freed from all the above-mentioned dangers. This prayer, Narayan Kavacha, constitutes subtle knowledge transcendentally connected with Narayan. One who employs this prayer is never disturbed or put in danger by the government, by plunderers, by evil demons, or by any type of disease. O King of Heaven, a Brahmana named Kaushika formerly used this armor when he purposely gave up his body in the desert by mystic power. Surrounded by many beautiful women, Chitrarata, the king of Gandhava Loka, was once passing in his airplane over the Brahmin's body at the spot where the Brahmin had died. Suddenly, Chitrarata was forced to fall from the sky head first with his airplane. Struck with wonder, he was ordered by the great sages named the Balakiyas to throw the Brahmana's bones in the nearby river Saraswati. He had to do this and bathe in the river before returning to his own abode. And then Sukadev Goswami says, because he is narrating this to Maharaj Prakrit, "My dear Maharaj Prakrit, one who employs this armor or hears about it with faith and veneration when afraid because of any condition in the material world is immediately freed from all dangers and is worshipped by all living entities." Isn't it interesting how Maharaj Prakrit is hearing this? And he's so surrendered to Krishna that although he's hearing about this incredible methodology of protection, he's not invoking it to free himself from the curse of the Brahmana, which is going to cause him to die in a few days. Why? How? What could his consciousness be? Because immediately I'd be thinking, how do you, which mantra goes on which finger again and everything like that, and to be terrified, going to die in just a few days. And this will give all protection? Immediately freed from all danger when afraid because of any condition in the material world? But Maharaj Prakrit was already fearless. Why? Because he was already fully surrendered to Krishna. He was placed fully in Krishna's hands. He was ready to be used by Krishna as Krishna liked. As Arjuna surrendered to Krishna, and Arjuna didn't want to fight in the battle for many, many good reasons. But he allowed himself to take his desires and subserviate that to Krishna's desires. He surrendered to Krishna and allowed himself to be used lovingly as Krishna's servant, as an instrument. So Maharaj Prakrit is doing the same thing. And because of Maharaj Prakrit, therefore the Bhagavatam was spoken by Sukadev Goswami. This was Krishna's plan. Yet, it's important that we hear how the Narayan Kavacha gives complete, full protection. And then the final verse in this chapter. King Indra, who performed 100 sacrifices, received this prayer of protection from Vishwarupa. After conquering the demons, so immediately he employed it and used it to successfully conquer the demons. And after conquering the demons, he enjoyed all the opulences of the three worlds. In Prabhupada's purport, he explains how one must receive all mantras in the disciplic succession. tadbidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshana. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. All mantras, Prabhupada continues, should be received through the authorized guru, and the disciple, and the disciple must satisfy the guru in all respects after surrendering at his lotus feet. In the Padma Purana, it is also said, Sampradaya vihinaye mantras te nisphala mata. There are four sampradayas, or disciplic successions, namely the Brahma Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, and Kumara Sampradaya. If one wants to advance in spiritual power, one must receive his mantras from one of these bona fide sampradayas. Otherwise, he will never successfully advance in spiritual life. Thus, in the Bhaktivinoda purports of the 6th canto, 8th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Narayan's Vajra Shield. So the next chapter, chapter 29, there's a turn of events for Indra. And the great demon Vritrasura shall appear. And this demon, amazingly enough, powerful he is, and fighting the great devotee Indra. This demon is a great devotee. So we'll hear about him, if Krishna allows. Next Wednesday we'll continue. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments?
Next Wednesday is
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what other events are coming up in the? That's on Monday. Wednesday. April,
May.
The end of April?
3 weeks.
Yeah. So make that Thursday. In the last class.
My understanding is the majority of the demigods are positions rather than, okay, this guy is permanently such and such.
Oh, yeah.
So how do we understand the position of Indra? I mean, like our Lord Brahma, there's not just one Lord Brahma, there's, according to the Bhagavatam, heaps of these.
Heaps, like, minimum
heaps. Of different
heaps of Brahmas.
So how do we understand Indra's position? Is he one of many Indras?
There's one per universe, like there's one Brahma per universe. But the Brahmas last the lifetime of the universe, they live. But Indras, I think, only last a Manu. And there's 14. Huh?
It's long enough, isn't it?
Well, there's 14 Manus in a day. And 14, yeah, 14 Manus each day of Brahma. And Brahma lives so much longer, 100 years. It's pretty long, as you were saying. It's long enough, but it's not as long as a Brahma. So in every universe, at one time, there is an Indra, which is a position. It's a position. So different souls can become Indras if they have incredible piety. Incredible piety and devotion.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
How many years in a man?
How many?
Years.
In a man. In a manu. Well... There you go, 72. That's 14 times.
That's a long time.
Yeah. 14, probably 72 Divya Yugas, probably means 4 times 72. Because there's 72, and then the sets of Kali Yuga.
Yeah.
The whole heap of Yugas. Heaps of Yugas. There's heaps of Yugas.
And then 14 times 365 times
2.
Times
basically.
Yeah.
Yes.
That many
Indras
in one life.
I don't know if there's Indras at night though.
Ah.
But that's his years.
Yeah.
So there's probably half divided by two.
But still, that's a long
too many.
Times 265 times 100.
Yeah, so many. Too many Indras.
Heaps.
Heaps.
So the Pandavas were originally, had previously been Indras.
I've never heard that. Is that true? But it's mentioned about who becomes in the spiritual world.
Yes.
Yes, all these guys, yeah. Heaps of all these guys. Yeah.
So we
have to translate everything into Strine.
So if you're talking to Indra, you have to ask which Indra we're talking to.
This very Indra we're talking about. Very often it describes what Manu the Indra is in.
Right.
Not maybe every time, and I'm not sure in this case, but they'll say in Vaivaswata Manu.
So
but that's in every day of Brahma,
right,
too, so. It just said by hearing it with great faith, even there's benefit. I know one, to the Guru Parampara to receive that. That's why Prabhupada mentions that. Yeah. But it's in the Bhagavatam. Did you put it all in your fingers and everything? No.
Because I didn't have it in English. I didn't have an explanation how to prepare it.
It should be a great fad in Russia, I can imagine.
But is it the Kamaditam or not?
All I know is what Prabhupada said there, and he didn't specifically recommend that the devotees do this. There's so many kavachas. There's Nrisringa stotras, really, really powerful and beautiful. So many. There's Hanuman Chalis, another one, another protective mantras. But for the devotees, what they want, they're, generally speaking, what's recommended and what Prabhupada recommends time and time and time and time and time again is the constant chanting of Krishna's names. Because just imagine if you're in a fearful situation, that's what it described in the beginning, you didn't hear that yesterday. If you're in a fearful situation, this is what you should do. The first thing you do is you say Achman and then wash your body. But if you're in a fearful situation in Kali Yuga, the kind of fearful situations we're talking about, you don't have time to do these kind of things. So what we really should do is get in the habit of always chanting. This is the most wonderful thing, actually. Not, we may not be able to do it perfectly, but any attempt at constant chanting is glorious. And even desiring to do it is glorious. Even though we might not be able to fulfill our desire, because that desire can be fulfilled by Krishna. That's so wonderful about Krishna consciousness. Desiring to do the right thing is wonderful and brings wonderful effect, because Krishna reciprocates with the desires of the living entity. Especially if we have devotional desires. So what, according to what I've heard from Prabhupada and read again and again in every canto, that we should aspire to constantly chant Krishna's names. Kirtaniya Sadahari, that's Mahaprabhu's teaching.
Isn't the decoration of the body
tilak
and the holy names, isn't that a protection for the body?
Yeah, that's considering the body a temple. Yeah. But ultimately we can't protect the body from death. The devotee accepts his karma even, the good and the bad, and sees Krishna's mercy in both. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Narayana Kavachya ki jai. Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Tiger Prima Namaste.